We entered the tea house and were shown by a maid to a room on the second floor. I hardly dared to look inside when Mameha knelt and slid open the door, but I could see 7 or 8 men seated on cushions around a table with perhaps 4 geisha. We bowed and went inside, and afterward knelt on the mats to close the door behind us, for this is the way a geisha enters a room. We greeted the other geisha first, as Mameha had told me to do, then the host at the corner of the table, and afterward the guests.
"Mameha-san," said one of the geisha, "you've come just in time to tell us the story about Kanda-san, the wig maker."
"Oh, heavens, I can't remember it all," Mameha said, and everyone laughed. I had no idea what the joke was. Mameha led me around the table and knelt beside the host. I followed and positioned myself to one side.
"Mr. Director, please permit me to introduce my new younger sister," she said to him.
This was my cue to bow and say my name and beg the director's indulgence and so on. He was a very nervous man with bulging eyes and a kind of chicken bone frailty. He didn't even look at me, but only flicked his cigarette in the nearly full ashtray before him and said,
"What is all this talk about Kanda-san the wig maker? All evening the girls keep referring to it, and not a one of them will tell the story."
"Honestly, I wouldn't know," Mameha said.
"Which means," said another geisha, "that she's too embarrassed to tell it. If she won't, I suppose I'll have to." The men seemed to like this idea, but Mameha only sighed.
"In the meantime, I'll give Mameha a cup of sake to calm her nerves," the director said, and washed out his own sake cup in a bowl of water on the center of the table, which was there for that very reason, before offering it to her.
"Well," the other geisha began, "this fellow Kanda-san is the best wig maker in Gion, or at least everyone says so, and for years Mameha-san went to him. She always has the best of everything, you know. Just look at her and you can tell."
Mameha made a mock angry face.
"She certainly has the best sneer," said one of the men.
"During a performance," the geisha went on, "a wig maker is always backstage to help with changes of costume. Often while a geisha is taking off a certain robe and putting on another one, something will slip here or there, and then suddenly, a naked breast, or a little bit of hair. You know these things happen. And anyway..."
"All these years I've been working in a bank," said one of the men. "I want to be a wig maker."
"There's more to it than just gawking at naked women. Anyway, Mameha-san always acts very prim and goes behind a screen to change."
"Let me tell the story," Mameha interrupted. "You're going to give me a bad name. I wasn't being prim. Kanda-san was always staring at me like he couldn't wait for the next costume change, so I had a screen brought in. It's a wonder Kanda-san didn't burn a hole in it with his eyes trying to see through it the way he did."